and, you know, we keep taking it. Maybe that's all this country can do. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, provocative behavior is not exactly new in North Korean history. This has been something they've done for decades. So they go through these cycles from time to time, and we have to deal with them. We have to be sober, calm, cool, collected about these periods. That's what we're doing right now. And we are assuring our South Korean allies day to day that we stand with them in the face of these provocations.
I guess the question always is, you know, you want to be sober and calm, but mistakes can happen. And the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel spoke a little bit about that today, about the fine line here. Here he is.
You only need to be wrong once. And I don't know what president or what chairman or what Secretary of Defense wants to be wrong once. When it comes to nuclear threats.
How can you ensure you won't be wrong on this?
The Secretary is absolutely right. There's always the risk of miscalculation, and we have guarded against miscalculation on the Korean Peninsula for over 60 years. And the Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, it's their job to ensure that our military is prepared to respond to any threat or contingency. We are. We hope to avoid miscalculation, and we think that we can. The North Koreans simply need to dial the temperature down.
So, you know, some people have said, well, of course, there's actually bombing the United States. They don't yet have the capability to do that with a nuclear warhead. They do have the capability, and some experts have been on this program saying that they would, if they could, create some sort of a nuclear dirty bomb and put it, say, in the middle of Times Square. That's something they could and would do if they could. If that happened, how would the U.S. respond? Would that be enough for war? Would that be enough for us to respond with nuclear weapons?
Well, those are very serious scenarios, obviously, and again, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. The important thing is for us to stay out ahead of what we think the North Korean threat is, especially from their missile program. They've been testing more missiles, and they've been growing their capabilities, and we have to stay out ahead. That's why